Pavlína Šťastná is one of the greatest Czech women soccer players of all time. She took up the sport as a child when her father, coach Zdeněk Šťastný, was managing a club in Cyprus, and her older brother needed somebody to play against. Pavlína Šťastná played football with boys until she was 14, before only 2 years later being named Czech Player of the Year for the first of 5 times. Now 27, she's soon set to play alongside the Brazilian star Marta at Los Angeles Sol, after what's been described as the biggest transfer in the history of Czech women's soccer.
I play with boys until I was 14 years old. I think it's a great training because boys play a little bit differently than small girls. And I had an opportunity to practice with very, very good players and to learn from them a lot of new stuff, especially from older boys, as my brother was.
And at the age of 14, did you have to stop playing with boys, or how did you switch to women's football?
Yes, I had to stop playing with boys, and I have to switch to play with the women or girls. And I started immediately to play for the best women team in Czech Republic, for Sparta Prague.
Say, for example, Sparta Prague women's club. How many people would go to a typical game here in Prague?
Not so many. It depends which team they meet, or what kind of game it is, when they meet second best Prague's team, Slavia Prague, and it's a big derby, so more people are coming and more people are interested. So I guess about 1,000 people could possibly come, but it's absolutely maximum.
Well, you became the Czech Female Football Player of the Year at only 16, which meant, of course, you were younger than most of the other players you were playing against. How did they react to the fact that you were better than them at only 16?
I don't know how they did react. I hope they respected that I was voted as the best female player in this age. And I can say about my thoughts, and I was totally excited about that I won in such a young age this great prize.
Do you wear special boots or do you wear smaller boots simply?
I have quite small boots. I have number 38, and sometimes in the past I had a problem to find good boots for me. But right now I'm sponsored by Nike, and it's much easier. I get great stuff, and there are some special women's shoes, women's boots, and I really like them. So maybe women's, or maybe the same, like men's, like colors on their boots, and I prefer white.
I was quite surprised to read that the Czech international women's team, that their strips, their outfits, their jerseys, were leftovers or hand-me-downs, rather, from the men's teams.
That's true. It was previously in the past in some Czech teams that we got some dress, some outfits from the men's side football, and it wasn't so great because it was too big and we didn't feel very comfortable in it. But right now, and especially when I play abroad in the top European and world teams, so I have just great experience, and our outfits are women's fit size, so I don't have any troubles with that anymore.
After starting in the Czech League, you played in Germany for Bayern Munich, you then played in the US for Philadelphia Charge, then you played for a couple of teams in Sweden. Which country have you most enjoyed playing in?
Honestly, I love to play in Sweden since I were there a little bit longer, and I like the mentality of the people, of the players, and I love the atmosphere in the team. And also on the field, I think the European football is a little bit different from the American one. It's a little bit more slow and more technical. You can use more finesse than in the US football, because American football is very, very athletic, and it's with great physique, and every game is on the highest level. and it's harder to show the technical finesse than in the Europe. But I'm pretty flexible, and I can get used on every kind of football. And I hope that I'm European. I can bring something different to the American football, and bring anything new.
Well, a few years ago, you said you were satisfied playing in Sweden, and no longer interested in going to America. How come you're now going to the US to play for Los Angeles Soul?
Yes, that's true. I did say that, and I really enjoyed playing soccer in Sweden. I was happy in my previous team in LDB FC Malmö. I found a great teammates, and it was a very good quality of football we did play. But after that, first of all, strange things happened in Swedish team. And then I got call from my friend, American friend, and he told me about the possibility to go overseas to Los Angeles Soul. And after that, I imagined that it could be a great opportunity for me to play in the best soccer in the world, because many players are going overseas right now for Europe. And the quality of the Swedish league will, I suppose, go down and will be worse than it was in the previous years. And on the other hand, the American WPS will be just better and will be absolutely the best in the world. And also Los Angeles Soul has a great team with a very good star, Marta, and not only her, it's many other great players, like Japan player Aya Miami. I imagined it could be great opportunity for me to show America that I am a great player too.
Men players generally keep going at a high level to about 32, 33, but I know you've already retired from the Czech international team because of some previous injuries. How long do you think you personally will keep playing?
I don't know how much longer I can play football. It depends how satisfied I will be in Los Angeles. Right now I'm very excited I go overseas, and I'm looking forward to start to play there. I think if I will be happy there, I can stay a long time. And right now I don't have any plans for my future career, how long I want to play, keep playing. And it depends how satisfied I am.